Children, we're going to read a story about Abram. Abram was a man that the Lord called. The Lord called him to go away from his family's house, the house where he grew up, away from all his brothers and cousins, and go far away from the land where he was born to a land he'd never seen before. And there, the Lord promised that he would bless Abram. That means he would make Abram very happy. And he said that Abram should be a blessing. That means Abram would help make other people very happy. Now, imagine if when you're grown up, the Lord called you and said, I want you to go far away from the land where you were born, away from all your family, to a land you've never seen before. Now, in this story, we can see what Abram did. Did he decide to follow the Lord and go to this new land, or did he decide it would be better to stay home with his family? Hear the word of the Lord in the book of Genesis, chapter 12. And Yehovah said to Abram, go out of thy land and away from thy birth and from thy father's house, to the land that I will cause thee to see. And I will make thee into a great nation, and I will bless thee, and I will make thy name great, and be thou a blessing. And I will bless those who bless thee, and I will curse him who reviles thee. And in thee all the families of the ground shall be blessed. And Abram went, as Yehovah had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was a son of 5 years and 70 years when he went out from Haran. And Abram took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and their every acquisition that they had acquired, and the soul that they had gotten in Haran, and they went out to go into the land of Canaan. And into the land of Canaan they came. And Abram passed through into the land, even to the place Shechem, even to the oak grove of Moreh. And the Canaanite was then in the land. And Yehovah appeared to Abram, and he said, to thy seed, that means to your children and grandchildren, I will give this land. And there Abram built an altar to Yehovah, who appeared to him. And he moved away from there into the mountain on the east of Bethel and stretched out his tent with Bethel toward the sea and Ai on the east. And there he built an altar to Yehovah and called on the name of Yehovah. And Abram journeyed, going and journeying toward the south. And there was a famine in the land, and Abram went down into Egypt to sojourn there, because the famine was heavy in the land. Amen. So did Abram go, or did he decide to stay home? Did he follow the Lord?
Yes,
he did. He decided to follow the Lord. And what's the name of the land that the Lord brought him to? It's called the land of Do you know, remember that name?
Canaan.
Canaan, that's right. The land of Canaan. And the Lord promised that Abram would have that whole land for him and his children, his grandchildren, and his all his many, many children to come would live there. Now, do you think that we are like Abram? Is the Lord calling us? Is the Lord calling us to go away from the land where we're born and make a journey to a new land that the Lord's going to show us, a promised land where the Lord is going to make us very, very happy, a land that we've never seen before? Do you think that's true for us? Yes? What is the name of that promised land that the Lord wants to give to each one of us someday? Do you know?
Heaven.
Heaven, that's right. The Lord wants to lead us to heaven. And along the way, are there times when, like Abram, the Lord is saying, come out of that place. I don't want you to be there anymore. I'm going to show you a much better place to be. Like, for example, sometimes you might be in a mood where you're feeling, I'm going to be bossy, I'm going to make my little brother or sister do what I want them to do, or you're going to be unkind to someone, does the Lord call you and say, come out of that place, and I'm going to lead you to a much better place where you will be truly happy and where you can be a blessing to other people and help make them happy. Does the Lord call us in that way? Yes, He does, doesn't He? And all through our life, we're making a journey from this world where we're born up to heaven. And along the way, we can learn to listen and hear the Lord's voice calling us better and better. How do we hear the Lord's voice? Do you know? From the Lord's word. That's right. The things that we learn, like this story of Abram, when we learn it and we remember it and we think about it and it becomes part of our heart, where I want to do what the Lord says, then we're listening to the Lord. It says in the story that Abram made altars to the Lord in the new land. An altar is like a carefully stacked up stack of stones to make a high place. And that was a place where Abram worshiped the Lord. Yes? Yes, you're right. And we can also make altars and places to worship the Lord in our life, like we have an altar in the woods across the street. We have an altar right here where we worship the Lord. We have an altar in each of our classrooms, and probably many of you have a special worship place in your home that's an altar, place where we worship the Lord. And in a spiritual sense, we can worship the Lord by listening to what He teaches us, thinking about it, and especially by doing it. Listening, when the Lord is calling me, time to come out of that place to a much better place that where I'm going to lead you, where I can make you a blessing for everyone around you. So this is a wonderful story of how the Lord wants to lead us to a new land where we can be very, very happy. Amen.